We just finished our second night performance here at the Virginia Arts Festival in Norfolk, Virginia, and boy, there is just something about a festival audience that they come ready to laugh, don't they?
They come for a good time. They certainly have here.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 547, Playing the Festivals. There's something about a festival crowd. Our recent three-performance appearance at the Virginia Arts Festival in Norfolk, Virginia, inspired memories of appearances we've made at other festivals over the years. After our second performance last weekend, I sat down with Reed Martin, Teddy Spencer, and our stage manager, Elaine Randolph, to talk about the various festivals we've played over the years and how they differ not only from each other, but from other theater audiences.
This festival seems like it goes on for months.
It does. I think it does go on for months. And Norfolk like has a festival every day. Yeah. Every weekend they've got some, like a beer fest, a strawberry fest, an ice cream fest, a theater fest, arts fest, music fest.
Yeah, no, it's great. What's good is I guess they've been warmed up and they're ready to come see shows.
Yeah.
It kind of loses when you have a festival like this. It's not as intense as something like Edinburgh or, say, the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival, where it's only maybe 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on all at once. Here, they have a lot of stuff going on, but it's spread out. So
spread out over cities, not just venues within a city.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think there's two different performances going on a night here in Norfolk, and they're all going on at the same time. There's as many different kinds of festivals as there are festivals, I think.
Yeah. Well, we're doing Long Lost Shakes, and it gets off to a slightly slow start because it opens with a chorus monologue, but these guys have been with it and laughing from the get-go, from the jump, as they say, and then, but both nights, it's interesting, two scenes later, I have to say, irregardless. And these audiences have been really strict grammarians.
Yes.
They've immediately got that's a bad word.
More than anyone else that we performed it for.
I think so.
Yeah, some of those jokes are landing better than they've ever landed. Maybe we're delivering them better.
Maybe. I do think we are. It's funny.
I'm doing a little something different backstage at that point. I think that's what's making the difference.
That could well be.
The energy is just, you know, they can feel that.
Well, and I do think, we have one more performance tomorrow, Sunday afternoon, and then that's our last performance of Long Lost Shakes in the U.S. until sometime this fall, I think October. And we were saying after the show tonight, it's too bad because I feel like we're in a rhythm. We're in a really good rhythm. If we know the show, we do it. For the last couple of months or so, we've been doing this sort of every weekend or every couple of weekends. So we're in a really good rhythm. We're not certainly not bored of it, but we're also not just in a rut with it.
Yeah. Well, and every festival sort of has a different rhythm, right? I mean, I'm trying to think of all that we've played at many different festivals. We've played at the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, the Edinburgh Festival Fringe in Scotland many, many times. We've played at the Holders Season, which is a festival in Barbados.
Right. The Serious Fun Festival in New York City at Lincoln Center.
Yeah. It's most exciting for me when there's shows going on not at the same time as us that we can see.
Right.
Like in Barbados, there would be shows in the afternoon, there'd be late night cabaret shows, and of course Edinburgh, there's shows going on all the time, and it there's just a real energy to it.
Yeah, shows in Edinburgh go on like 22/7,
Absolutely. You can see something all day, all the time.
Yeah. Well, the three of us will not be going back to Edinburgh this summer, but the three UK guys, Matt Pearson, Joe Maudsley, and James Percy, they'll be going back to do an hour-long version of Long Lost Shakes at the Gilded Balloon this summer. So once again, we're going to be returning to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe for how many times has that been? How many summers has the RSC been there?
83 years.
All of them. All of the summers. All of the summers, all of the festival crowds.
So which festivals if you're going to pick two or three, do you have strong memories of? Edinburgh, obviously, but besides Edinburgh.
Yeah, Edinburgh, just for laughs. Montreal, that was brand new to me. And it seemed, and we got to, the thing I remember about Montreal is that, I improvised with whatever the name of the group, whatever group was improvising there, and they had two special guests, me and Eddie Izzard.
Eddie who?
Yeah. And I was up there. And I said, don't introduce me last. Second. Don't introduce me. So, Eddie Izzard. Wow. People go insane. And for the Renew Statesman Company, Austin Tischner. Crickets.
But you did dress like a woman, so that was good.
That's true. So we matched in that sense.
Yeah.
Well, and in fact, we played. There was something that they played the games of, you know, styles, and mm-hmm. so Shakespeare became a style. Mm-hmm. I was the only chimp up there not doing something in iambic pentameter or faking the verse because I was so new to improv back then. Oh my God! But Eddie and I were the king and the queen, and I think I was the queen. In fact,
I remember the Serious Fun Festival in New York, which I think was early '93, as the History of America has just kind of premiered. Yeah. And performing at Lincoln Center. That was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I also recall we played two festivals, might have been 91 or 92, I'm not sure. Did you go to Australia, or was that just before you joined?
Just before, well, I've been to Australia, but for Melbourne, the comedy festival.
Yeah, so the RSC.
No, Adelaide, excuse me.
Well, yeah, we played the Adelaide Festival and the Perth Festival in Australia, and that was pretty awesome. Another one I remember is the, well, I can't say the name of the town in England, but we had to fly all the way over to perform at this comedy festival.
Does it rhyme with river drool?
Yes. And the Fab Four might have been from this particular town.
Oh, yeah, those bastards. So not the Beatles, the other ones.
So it was the first summer we got booked at the Kennedy Center, and we'd had a small English tour booked, and so we contacted all the venues and said, hey, we have this big opportunity, and everybody let us out of that tour in England, except for the River Drool Comedy Festival.
Those bastards, yeah.
So we had to ship two shows worth of trunks and props and costumes over there, pay for our flights, go over there, and then fly to the Kennedy Center just in time to open. I think that was 23 years ago, and we're still waiting to be paid. So that was a memorable festival.
Yes, in not a very good way. I'm thrilled that we're here at the Virginia Arts Festival, because I think we've been here three times, but I've not been here before.
Nor have I. Yeah. I think we had two companies out at each of those times, and we were elsewhere.
We were elsewhere. It was my. I know that the last time they were here was Mike. They were doing books. It was Michael Faulkner, Mick Orff, and Matt Rippey, because that gal came with her daughter, who looked like maybe 12.
It's the 3M tour.
The 3M tour. This gal showed me the ticket that she got signed 6 years ago, when she was clearly six or whatever. And I remember those guys. Everybody talking about, oh, you got to do the Norfolk Festival. Can I do the Norfolk? Please don't do the Norfolk Festival, because I want to keep doing the Virginia Arts. So I'm thrilled to be down here, and the one thing that's a drag is that there aren't a ton of other shows we can be going to see at the same time, you know, while we're here.
Yeah, you know, another festival that was very memorable, and we played there, I think, at least three times as a company, is the Jerusalem Festival.
Oh yeah.
We did the Shakespeare show there. We did
the Bible.
Yeah, we did the Bible. We only really had to do the first act.
Yeah. I mean, we said that as a joke, but that was actually...
Yeah, they reacted much more to the first act than they did the second act. For some reason, they said, what are these apostles?
Well, the second act, we just had to slow down. So there was a guy named Jesus. Anybody?
Whoa, wait,
anybody?
Wait, what?
Anybody? Yeah. Anyway. King of the Jews? Nobody?
Yeah. Okay. But that's just... I mean, it's
fascinating. We did Millennium there?
Yeah. And it's just what a fascinating place historically, religiously, culturally, politically, every way. So that was a really interesting place to go. Sometimes you go to a festival and it's great exposure and leads to other gigs, like the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival or Edinburgh. And then sometimes it's just you get to go to some place cool and see other shows. But it's not like in Australia. I didn't feel like that led to going to other festivals, but it was really cool to go.
Yeah.
Speaking of going to someplace cool, how was Barbados? That sounds awesome. I want to go to Barbados.
I've never been to the Barbados. I've never done that. I've been to Bermuda, but not the Barbados Festival.
Barbados is very cool. It's the Holders Festival, and it's at this big out a state, and you perform outdoors, and they have two or three stages, and they have sort of lawn chairs on the grass, and you do your show outdoors. There was a story we went, and we hadn't been told, or we'd forgotten, that there was kind of a formal dinner afterwards, and none of us were dressed for it. We got to the theater, so they said, oh, no, you've got to be dressed for this. This is a very serious thing. So they put us all in a car and drove us back to the hotel just before the show was going to start. And it was going to be close, but they had to leave as soon as the show was over, so we needed to get back to the hotel, get our stuff. And so we got our stuff and got a flat tire on the way back to the venue. And it's not exactly a place that's teeming with taxis. And I think we were late starting. We got it done, and it was all fine. But, yeah, that was a bit of a fiasco. But Barbados is beautiful.
Hi, everybody. I'm Stan Lai, the artistic director of the Uzun Theater Festival in China, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? You can go to our YouTube channel. You can interact with us on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. And, of course, the RSC podcast is not going anywhere at all. 10 years of it are available on our website. In August, you'll be able to see James Percy, Matt Pearson, and Joe Maudsley performing William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged at the Gilded Balloon in Edinburgh. And this fall, starting in September, you can see us perform all the great books Abridged, William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged, and the ultimate Christmas show Abridged across the U.S. in Culver and South Bend, Indiana, West Long Branch, New Jersey, Aiken, South Carolina, Davis, California, Asheville, North Carolina, Maryville, Tennessee, Somerville, New Jersey, Algona, Iowa, and Reston, Virginia. And also this September, you can see us perform the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged in Hong Kong and Singapore. Tickets are on sale now. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to Reed Martin, Teddy Spencer, and our stage manager Elaine Randolph and I talking about the festivals we've played over the years.
We've also played Bermuda two or three times. Now, Bermuda feels very English, very developed.
Yeah.
Barbados feels a little less developed. So yeah, it's kind of more interesting in that way.
Is Wuxian, was that a festival as well?
Yeah. Wuxian was a festival, yeah. That was really cool, too. That was an international festival. Reed's and my old friend Stan Lai from University of California, Berkeley. He was a grad student there when we were undergrads, and he's one of the foremost Chinese directors in over there, and director, playwright, filmmaker, and he invited us over to do the complete works. I'm hoping he's going to bring Long Lost Shakes at some point. But yeah, that was another great. Not only did they have a ton of interesting work from all over the world, there was an Indian company doing a Bollywood 12th night, and oh God, I can't remember what else was there. But it was. It's Wuzhen is this lovely canal, old fashioned canal. Town. I mean, it's not even a town.
It's Chinese Venice or something.
It's like Chinese colonial Williamsburg.
That's what it is.
Because it had fallen into disrepair, and the Ministry of Culture or whatever said, no, we're going to build this thing up, and they brought bridges, stone bridges from all over the country, and have sort of recreated it. Well, we're tourists. We don't know. We go, oh, this is beautiful, but it's sort of Williamsburg authentic, but not quite authentic.
Manufactured.
But really well done. Yeah.
A couple of other interesting festivals. When I first joined the RSC, we went to Japan to the Kawaguchi Festival Fusion in Tokyo. That was really interesting. And we also played the Hong Kong Arts Festival. Now, we've been back to Hong Kong several times since then, but both of those are really interesting.
What are the main... So we're here at the Virginia Arts Festival. You mentioned the one at the Lincoln Center. Mm-hmm. What are the main festivals are there festivals in the States, like the Edinburgh Festival? Is there anything like that equivalent?
Well, apparently Virginia Arts Festival has, like Edinburgh, has the largest tattoo in the United States. It has the largest collection of military parades and bands and whatnot. And it seems like, I mean, it doesn't, it's, this, Edinburgh Edinburgh goes on for all of August. This goes on for months, like May, June, July, and into August. It's too bad I didn't have the microphone last night when we were talking with Joe Manley. Joe Manley is our old friend. She was the marketing director of the Kennedy Center. Now she's the marketing director of the Virginia Arts Festival, and she was saying it was started 25, 30 years ago by this local guy who knows how to fundraise, and the city said, we want something to bring tourists here at different parts of the time of the year. And this city has just continued to grow. It's got the largest naval base, right?
Yeah, in the world.
And America's NATO group is based here in Norfolk, and so it's got a lot of military, but then it's also got a ton of arts. It's a really interesting place.
I'm more aware of comedy festivals around the U.S. than I am of theater festivals. In North America. So there's Montreal. There's one in Colorado, right? Is it the Aspen Comedy Festival?
Yeah, sure.
Utah Shakes. Don't they do a Shakespeare Festival out in Utah?
Well, that's a theater. They're a theater company.
Yeah, sometimes they call it a festival like the Utah Shakespeare Festival, but really it's just a regional theater.
Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah, but it's not. They're not booking in shows. They're producing their own shows. The biggest thing I know, like theater festivals, is sort of the fringe festival circuit around North America that many, many cities, Washington, D.C. has one, San Francisco has one, I'm sure most major cities, and also in Canada, where you kind of apply or you can book yourself into a small space. I think there's not, generally at the fringe festivals, there's not much money to be made, but it's good exposure.
There's this Stiletto Festival down in North Carolina, but I think that's actually more, it's a combination of dance and theater.
Yeah, I thought it was music, but I remember, I mean, it's interesting too that about, again, comparing Edinburgh and here, in Edinburgh and Virginia, we are part of the Fringe Festival, which I also think is a really good place for the reduced Shakespeare Company.
It lowers expectations.
It does. It lowers expectations. I think if you go, I mean, there's a reason we've played off-Broadway, but not Broadway. I mean, I think if you saw us on Broadway, you'd be disappointed.
It lowers expectations. It loosens expectations.
Yes.
It's a more relaxed environment that you don't have to be so uptight in. You're allowed to have fun and be yourself in, which I think is fantastic.
Right. You think fringe and you think some irreverence.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Have a beer. Have a cocktail. You know. Don't worry about whispering over to your friend. Whatever. You know. You do what you do. You be yourself and you deal with the consequences. But it'll be fun. Yeah.
It's a difference between experience and expectations.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of the bigger, when you come and you have expectations for a show,
right?
As opposed to coming and saying, I want to laugh tonight,
yeah,
and that's it, you know.
Well, I think you come to see our show and you go, I just want to have fun. And then I think particularly with Long Lost Shakes, you go, oh my God, I had fun, but I was kind of moved a little bit. There was a little more going on in there that I expected.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you can take people by surprise at a fringe, I think, more easily. I always marvel when I look out at, not so much when I'm on stage, because when I'm on stage, I'm always going, ugh, why didn't more people show up? You know, even if it's a full house, I'm going, God damn it, there's one empty seat. But when I'm sitting in the audience, and I look around, and I see, I got, God bless all you people for leaving your homes, leaving the safety and the comfort of your living rooms to come out and see a play that we wrote. I'm very grateful for that.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your festival memories via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to extremely fringy Matthew Croak. Web services by Ginger Power Limited. Music by John Weber and GarageBand. A random fan shout-out this week goes to Tara Bankard. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Stan Lai, Artistic Director of the Wuzhen Festival in China. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 547 1631st of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And I'll leave you now with an additional thought about theater festivals that Reed wanted to share with you.
You know, the thing about festivals is some of them lead to other things, and you never know exactly what it's going to lead to.
Right.
In the late 80s, the RSC, even before I was a member, played the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. They played the Edinburgh Fringe, and somebody from the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival saw them, had booked them into the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival, which led to a booking at the Centaur Theatre, which is the English-speaking theatre in Montreal, where Joe Dowling, who's an Irish director who ran the Guthrie for many years, but this is before he ran the Guthrie, saw the Redoux Shakespeare Company and said, you should play the Dublin Theatre Festival. And we said, yes, we should. So he set that up. So we got booked at the Dublin Theatre Festival in, I think it was 1990 or 91. And as a tag on to that, we got booked at the Sligo Arts Festival in the west of Ireland. And the artistic director of the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo saw us perform at the Sligo Arts Festival. And so we did a tour shortly after that, maybe 6 or 9 months later. So we got booked at the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo. And the artistic director was Jane Fitzpatrick, who I married a year later. So festivals led to my life.
Let this be a lesson to you, kids.
This podcast is a production of the Redoux Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to RedouxShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.